This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth, we're talking about the theme of today was the Depression, the Great Depression. I maintain and have for many years that we have entered the Second Great Depression. And that is evidenced by companies shutting down, job losses, inflation, lack of opportunity, shortages of every kind, the supply chain being broken, the U.S. government allowing corporations to move their operations, their factories to China, Asia, Malaysia, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Mexico, the list goes on and on. And it's, you know, Bill Clinton, I can still hear him in my mind. I can paraphrase it. You know, let the Chinese do it, you know. Let them do the work. We have technology. Well, it kind of looks like our technology has been sold and stolen by the Chinese. So we don't even have as much of that anymore. There's a technology race, and it doesn't look like we're doing all that well because we've taught the Chinese how to innovate. And, you know, we have job shops, or we used to have job shops in the United States, and we could bang out a prototype. We could bang out a prototype better than anyone. Our language is so flexible that we think in these really unusual terms as compared to precise language that maybe the Chinese or Japanese use. So our language lets us think differently. And we are, well, we were probably the most innovative in the world, in Silicon Valley. And so now, but we had the job shops to make one of them and say, okay, here's the prototype, now let's build some more. Well, the Chinese have a real tough time building one, but they can build a million of them. So when they get the design right, they can bang them out faster and less expensively than we can. So we can't compete with them. And then we have all these restrictions that they don't have. So we're at a serious disadvantage. So technology doesn't seem like it's going to fix the problem. And if you look at what technology has done, we have computers that have replaced people in factories. People don't want to work in factories anymore. So the idea of quitting high school, you know, before graduation, guys used to do that. They quit high school, they get a job at the factory, and they could work there for the rest of their life. Not anymore, because the factories have moved to China or Mexico or someplace else. So having that job at the factory is really, it's hard to fulfill that idea. So how does one make it in today's world? It's extremely difficult because you get jobs based on what group you're in, as Rich Sheban says. So hard work, proven results, effort, that's gone by the wayside. In many, many cases, everything's broken. I hate to be negative about it, but that's the fact of the matter. Everything's broken. We had to buy a truck. I didn't want to buy this truck. It's a large truck. It's a turbo diesel V8. It's probably from 1985. And it was an old salt spreading truck that the counties used to spread salt on the roads, you know, during inclement weather. And we bought this because we couldn't find anybody to spread lime on our fields. Nobody would do it. There was no piece of equipment that we could rent to spread lime. And we were on a list. It's got to be 8 years now that we've been on the list. And they're coming, but I just don't know when. They haven't been here yet, you know, to spread lime on our fields. So what we've done is we've ordered lime, a lot of lime. I'm talking, 240,000 pounds of lime to spread on our field. So in the next few days, I'm going to be spreading lime, going around in circles, spreading. I'm spreading the manure right now, and the lime's going to go on top of it. And we can't get anybody to do it. And they used to have guys that would get in these trucks with, they'd take a front-end loader and dump the lime in this hopper, and they would go out and spread the lime. Well, if we want our grass to grow, this is what we have to do. But nobody will do it. What I'm trying to describe to you, that I don't think anyone else is describing, is how perilous the situation really is for food security. The family farmer is being extinguished. I don't know a single family farmer or a single family farm that is operating without having some kind of a side job in the United States. I don't know one. You know, what do? Well, we have an automotive shop. That enables us to afford to be able to be farmers. Can you imagine that? It's so bad that I asked a couple older farmers. I'm 71, so they're older than I am. And I said, so if a young guy wants to be a farmer, learns how to do it in school, learns about raising animals, and he knows how to put up fencing all by himself, and he knows how to fix the machinery, and he inherits the machinery, and he inherits the land, and he gets everything he needs to be a farmer, could he make a living as a farmer without having another job? And the answer is no. How's that possible? This is all brought to you by your government through taxation, through regulation, in combination with corporations making the machinery so complicated, so difficult to maintain, that today it's almost impossible to maintain a new tractor. I mean, you can change the oil, but you need a computer hooked up to the tractor's computer in order to diagnose what the heck the problem is. It's out of control. So the backyard mechanic, it's pretty hard to do. The family farm, almost impossible to do. Mrs. Finelli is working on our taxes. We have a dining room table. It's 9 feet long. 9 feet long. It is covered with tax documents so that we can prepare our taxes, because the government will show up if we don't file. And just to prepare our taxes so they don't steal more from us than they should, it takes us months to prepare our taxes. It's awful. And this is in compliance with the Government Paperwork Reduction Act, right? Everything's broken. It really is. And I think people are just starting to realize that it really is broken. Then you look at California, and these guys in California want reparations for something that we didn't do. So California, well, in San Francisco right now, people are lining up their support. This is reported in the media. For reparations, they have a plan to give every black resident $5 million. Wipe out the personal debt of the black people. Give them a $97,000 guaranteed income. and sell them homes for a dollar. And people are lining up saying, this is what we need. This, we got to do this. The question is, who's going to pay for it? Who is going to pay for it? Now, I think there should be fairness in education, fairness in employment. There, people should be trained, encouraged to work. All of those things. I think we failed in all of those. Our government has taken over the educational system and broke it. It's taken over the financial regulations and broken it. Taken over manufacturing regulations and broken it. It's like our government's for sale to the highest bribe. And they've broken everything. The media is complicit with the government lies. We're told that inflation is 6% now. Really? 6%? I don't think so. Have you tried to buy anything? Have you tried to buy a pair of leather shoes? My father used to wear Florsheim wingtip shoes. They'd last 30 years. Or more. 35 maybe. And they were $27.50 a pair. For shoes that would last 30 years. Do you think you can buy any pair of footwear that would last 30 years that you'd wore every other day? He had two pairs. And the idea was if you had two pairs, they would last way, way longer. So he did. We used to, in my family, my dad wore white shirts, long sleeve shirts, button down collars. And where the collar rubbed the neck, the collars would wear out. So what do? You get the collars replaced. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having the collars replaced on your shirts? Where would you get the fabric to match whatever fabric you had today? How would you do that? Well, fabric was standardized, and it lasted a long time. Can you imagine it was to the advantage of someone who wore white shirts to have the collars replaced? That's what happened. Now, we get a tear in a shirt and we throw it away. We get holes in our socks and we throw them away. We have packaging that is over-packaging to make us think we're getting more than we're getting. More lies. We're being lied to at every turn. Companies are paying their chief executive officers, their CEOs. The compensation package has to do with stock price now, in many, many cases. So to satisfy the CEO's own greed, they do whatever it takes to increase the price per share of the company's stock. Now, to do that, they typically cut costs. Inferior ingredients, thinner, lighter. And as the price per share goes up because the company saved money by making inferior products, the CEOs get more money or more compensation. Shouldn't use the word money. More compensation. And they're incentivized to do that. At whose expense? Ours. Everything's broken. And that's why Sears Roebuck and Company's no longer around. It used to be the best of the best of the best with the best products, the best guarantees, the best everything. And now we have Harbor Freight Tools.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is was live. She's in Australia on her farm. And she generates her own electricity for this broadcast so she can connect to her phone, her charger phone. Gwyneth, have I said anything that you'd like to comment on about how everything's broken?
That's absolutely true. And I mean, you know, I spend the vast majority of my time on this farm. You know, when I go into town, I feel, I just go about, I do what I do, you know. But if I do anything, people look at me. Like, for example, I went into town today. I walked into town. That's 20 kilometres into town. And I stopped by at a friend's house and had a cup of tea and some dinner with my friend. And while I was waiting for the dinner to arrive, I sat on my friend's back porch and I got out. Before I arrived at her place, I went down to the news agent and I bought some drawing materials. I bought a fine liner pen, some coloured pencils, and an art drawing. It's called a visual diary. It's an art drawing book. So with sheets of cartridge paper, bound, ring bound, with a hard cover. So if you want to get the sheets of cartridge out, then you can get them out, but otherwise they stay in the ring binder. And I drew the view from my friend's porch while I was waiting for the dinner to arrive. And I, we were going to go to a Bible study after dinner. And I finished the drawing from memory while I was listening to the sermon during the Bible study. And I was listening to the sermon. I was actually listening to the sermon, but I was drawing as well. And then at the end of the evening, I turned around to my friend and I said, "You can have this." And she was absolutely amazed. And it was the view from her back porch. And she said, "This is really beautiful." And I said, "Thanks. This for you." And she said, "Oh, thank you very much for that." And, I did that because I felt the need to give something back. You know, because I basically arrived at her house unannounced, which I wouldn't recommend doing. But, I knew that she would probably be there. And I felt the need to give something back. And that's why I did that. And I said, I'm going to give this to you, but please put it in a frame so that it's not ruined. And I think that she's going to do that. You know, but nobody even knows how to draw anymore. Nobody knows how to. And I was mentioning, another thing I was mentioning was getting back to the horse thing. If you are somebody who needs work and you know how to use a shovel, you can get work almost anywhere in the English-speaking world. If you go down to your local commercial horse stable, so might be a riding barn, might be a racing stable, a breaking stable, any commercial horse barn, they are absolutely crying out for stable hands. Nobody wants to shovel stable manure. And you'll have to have a good level of fitness. You'll have to shovel out 50 stalls a day. Now, if you can just fall in 5 minutes, then that will be 10 stalls per hour. And you will work for 5 hours a day and earn a very good wage doing it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You
USA News Update. A Russian fighter jet dumped fuel on an MQ-9 Reaper drone, then struck the propeller of the surveillance drone over the Black Sea in a brazen violation of international law, causing the unmanned aerial vehicle to crash. Russia insisted its warplanes did not hit the drone in international waters near Crimea. Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Fox News says Russia does not get to decide anything we do in international waters.
We should be putting three drones back in there.
Another sign of America's terrible economic condition, Meta Platforms, a parent company of Facebook, says it's planning to cut roughly 10,000 jobs over the coming months. Meta Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg is calling it the year of efficiency. A federal judge in Texas will hear arguments today in a case involving the abortion pill brought on by a Christian group attempting to save the life of unborn children. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
you
got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Gwyneth was talking about giving back. And an interesting thing happened yesterday. So I asked our son to make some calls and find out what the price of lime would be and the delivery cost for lime. Lime is sold by the ton to farmers. And he got a price and he got a delivery price. to bring the lime from. There's several quarries that we could choose from, and they are different distances apart, and they're different qualities of lime. So after the broadcast, he gave me the numbers, and I said, did you get a discount? And he said, no, Dad, there's no discounts. And so we talked about how he has his contacts, and I have my contacts, and they're not necessarily the same. So I said, well, let me call my contact at the same one of the same quarries that he called. And I said to the owner, you remember me, we've been buying concrete and lime for 17 years from you. Is there such thing as a loyalty discount? He said, absolutely. Absolutely. So I got about, I don't know, maybe a 30% discount on the price of lime. And then I called the delivery guy that was going to be hauling that lime. And I said, I'd like to work with one specific guy, and maybe that's you. And I'd never talked to him before because he'd never delivered for us. And I said, you know, we used to have a guy that would haul lime in a dump truck for us, and he passed away. As a matter of fact, he was one of our instructors. His name was Stuart. And a neighbor, a couple farms down the road, passed away. And so we're looking for a new Stuart. Although he can't be replaced, someone to do what he did. And so I talked to this guy, and I said, would you like to be our guy? And we're very loyal. And but we'd like to have a discount, and you'll get all of our business if this works out. So he discounted his delivery fee, which was really nice. So we got the discount on the lime price and on the hauling price. Two different companies. And I talked to the owner of both of them. So the truck driver is an owner-operator. And then, right after that, same day, we had arranged to sell some hay at the price of $78 a roll, which is low compared to most. And actually compared to everybody that's selling not three-year-old hay, you know, new hay, which is what we were selling. And when the family arrived that I told you has this young, delightful young lady, a 10-year-old, I said the price has changed, and the price is $60. And I think they were surprised, because we agreed on a higher price, and I unilaterally lowered it. And so when he paid me for it, he handed me the currency. He counted it. I counted it. And there was some extra in there. I said, there's extra in here. And so his wife said, in so many words, well, it's what he does. He likes to say thank you. So you're talking about giving back. That's just one example. And you know what? I will remember that for the rest of my life, that transaction. And I don't think it's happened more than one other time. And that's when we were selling our home in Virginia. I listed it for sale on the internet. And I picked a price, and I looked at all the farms, and I priced ours, which was a better farm, for less than all the competing farms. And I thought it would sell in a day or two. Actually, in an hour is what I thought. And it didn't. So I raised the price, $10,000. And maybe the day after that, I raised it another $10,000, and a guy wanted to buy it. And so we were sitting down in our dining room, he and his wife, And he said, so what's the price? Now, the higher price was the highest price was the current price. And I said, well, it would be the lowest price. And he said, well, that's not fair. I said, why is that? And he said, well, because you have it for $10,000 more and $10,000 more than that. And I said, yeah, but let's do it for the lowest price. He said, I'll tell you what. No. No, we won't. We'll do it for the middle price. Can you imagine that? He was willing to pay $10,000 more than I said it would be. And you know what? He's been on the radio with me here at USA Prepares. And we have been friends 17, 18 years later. Can you imagine that? That's the way it used to be. That's the way I like it. But Gwyneth, what you did, the stories that I just told, doesn't happen very often, does it?
No. It absolutely doesn't. And I think that that's what surprises people. The other thing that really surprised my friend was to see me on her doorstep. And she said, how did you get into town? She knows very well where I live. She said, how did you get into town? And I said, I walked. She said, you walked? And I said, yeah, 20 kilometers I walked. And I think she was quite gobsmacked when she heard that. How many people do you know, Vincent, that could walk 20 kilometres or 15 miles? And I was not absolutely stonkered. That means I was not absolutely exhausted at the end of it. I felt the need to have a bit of a sit down with a cup of tea, and I did that before I got to her place, although I had a cup of tea at her place as well. After about half an hour of sitting down, I was fine. I was good to go. And, I think that people are going to have to get used to doing this sort of thing, or they're not going to make it. Because all of the motor vehicles are going away, and that means that if you need to get from A to B, you'd better either be able to walk or you're not going to get there unless you have a bicycle or a horse. And the thing with bicycles is that they need maintaining. And horses and their tack also need maintaining in a different way. And so they may not always be available, but one thing that generally will be available is your own 2 feet. And by the way, I will make a special thank you to the class member who sent me that pair of boots. You know who you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's your boots that are doing all this walking. So I won't embarrass you by saying your name, but you know very well who you are, and I'm quite sure that you're listening. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sending me the lovely pair of boots. They're the most comfortable boots I've ever owned. Does that make sense, Vincent?
You know, I was just going to mention something that she did, and so I won't mention her name because you didn't. But she said that she had some magazines that she wanted to send me. She thought I would appreciate them. And these are agricultural almanacs from the 1930s. 1932, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So these are thin, a little bit smaller than 8.5 by 11, and they're maybe an eighth of an inch thick. And they're the original Real McCoy from the 1930s. They're not reprints. And she mentioned that, and I thought, well, that's really kind of her. So she sent them to me in a box. Now, the whole, all of these almanacs would be maybe 3/4 of an inch tall, all stacked up, total 3/4 of an inch, and less than 8.5 by 11. And they arrived in a box that was 16 inches, roughly 16 inches by 16 inches by 16 inches. A great big box for these pamphlets. And I thought, how can this be? So I opened the box, and to make sure that these pamphlets arrived in perfect condition, she packed the pamphlets in a Ziploc bag, and then for padding, she made a quilt. This quilt is absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. And the love that went into that quilt is just exceptional. And so, if you want to know who USA Prepares instructors are, that's who they are. And for some reason, this instructor wanted to say thank you. And I'm not sure why. And when I called her to say thank you, I said, this is the kind of thing that one remembers for an entire lifetime. It's different. It's different, you know, if someone buys a jar of jelly and says, here's a jar of jelly, compared to a drawing or a letter, you know, that's handwritten. And I got a handwritten thank you note as well to me and Mrs. Finelli from this instructor. And, you know, when someone makes something, they are held, in my opinion, as my most valued possessions. In the studio, I have some books that were written by instructors, and they are personalized by the author, and they are among my most prized possessions, as is this quilt and other things. I have a painting that was done by a student. Those are held with lots of love in our
house. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, Gwyneth generates electricity and for her farm, and we do here at our farm as well. Yesterday, we generated a record-breaking amount of electricity, a little over 53 kilowatts in one day. It's an enormous amount of electricity compared to what we have been generating. And Gwyneth, I was wondering, are you seeing the same thing?
Not out of the ordinary here. It's for this time of year, it's fairly normal. But I would say that the rain is maybe going to be a bit late this year. So it may be a little bit warmer than what it would normally be at this time of year. So we're still getting days into the in Celsius, high 20s, low 30s, which normally at this time of year wouldn't be the case. And so I guess that I don't have such a good handle, probably as what you'd have, on the exact number of, you know, watts that my electrical system generates. So I go, like, the battery's charged up by a certain time in the morning. It's generally 10 or 11 in the morning. It's fully charged. And it is a bit warmer than it would normally be at this time of year. And the next, just before, because I know we're in the last segment of the broadcast, should I go into with the Silicon Valley Bank situation? That's the
please,
other thing that I really...
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Yeah. Okay. Many years ago, I studied astrology, and I studied it. I studied it by myself, but the book that I used was written by a lady by the name of, or a husband and wife team, actually, and their names were Julia and Derek Parker. And Julia Parker was the personal astrologer of Nancy Reagan. And every morning, Nancy Reagan would wake up as former First Lady of the United States, Ronald Reagan's wife. She would get up in the morning, and she would phone Julia Parker personally. And Julia Parker, or maybe meet with Julia Parker. And Julia Parker was Nancy Reagan's personal astrologer. And she had other clients as well, of course. But this was not a nobody that I learned astrology from. But anyway, it's pretty significant what's happening astrologically at the moment, because Pluto, the planet Pluto, is going into a new sign, and that new sign is Capricorn, okay? And there's always, every time Pluto goes into Capricorn, there's major world-shaping events happen. It only happens something like every 246 years. And if you go back 246 years, you get around about approximately the time of the American Revolution, give or take a few years. And it's that sort of revolutionary energy that we're facing. And this time, I think it has to do with the banking system, because if you remember, about 2 weeks ago, I was saying that there's going to be something absolutely earth-shaking, maybe not literally, but catastrophic, monumental happen in about 2 weeks. And I said, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is that happens in about 2 weeks is going to be monumental and is going to change our lives for about the next 20 years. And I think, I know this is it. And what you're going to find is that something else will come to the fore. So this will all be forgotten in a week or two. Something else will come to the fore. And then in 2 or 3 months' time, all of this will come back and the full impact of it will be felt in about 2 or 3 months' time. That's how it's going to go down. And there's going to be no coming back to it, as you were fond of saying, Vincent, for 20 years. But personally, I think that this has changed the world forever. The world is not going to be the same after this, but the impact, the immediate results of
Yeah, and you can point to the inmates running the asylum as one of the main root causes of all of this mess. We have morons, big men with little brains running the show. Gwyneth, thank you. I'll see you next week.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.